AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening in. And, of course, Facebook, Business on the Edge. And, as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. And as always, you can dial into the show and get your questions on the air at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. If there is anything that a man can do well, I say, let him do it. Give him a chance. Abraham Lincoln, I like that. If there is anything that a man can do well, I say, let him do it. Give him a chance. So my On the Edge question tonight is, how did you get here today? How did you get to the place, the spot that you are today? And I like reflecting and looking at these types of questions. They're unusual. How do they relate to our profession? How do they relate to our business? And it is a process. So I like to say that we have a lifespan, a span of time that we will be here on this planet. And so if you're 40, and so at 40 years old, the span of your life up to this day, what did it take for you to be where you're at? Right there at that moment. And I think that's important because it says something about what decisions you're making to be here today. So, for example, if you don't like your now, then I would take a look at the choices and what it took for you to be there today, to have the results that you have today. And so what you want to do, if you want to change and transition that, maybe you don't like your job, maybe you want to do something different. Well, you have to do something different. And so, of course, we know that doing the same thing and expecting different results is a simple definition of lunacy. So if you want something different, then you have to make different choices. And I'm really excited about how I got here today. And I'm going to talk to you about a young man who, I don't typically do this. I have a new intern. I have a couple of interns. In fact, I have an intern that came back to intern for us. She's fantastic. But we have a new intern. I mean, he's like squeaky new, so if you rubbed him, he'd probably squeak. You know, he has that kind of feel to him. So he's been with us like a day. And so he interviewed well. And so why would I bring an intern on the show? Well, this intern has an interesting story. And so his story goes a little bit like this, and I'm going to bring him on and let you kind of get a feel for my friend Carlos Orta, who's here in the studio with me tonight. Carlos is a, well, what would I say, former military? Do you ever become former military? I don't think so, because my husband's retired military. And so you served in the Army for 4 years. You did two tours, well, one tour in Iraq and one tour in Afghanistan. This young man led troops, lost troops. And the reason I bring this up, because you know, business is business, and we have a business that involves military business. And so when we're at our desks every day in corporate America and we're building our businesses, whether small businesses, big businesses, mid-sized businesses, there is someone standing somewhere in this world that represents the United States of America that is ensuring the opportunity that you have every day to do the business that you do. And sometimes we need to just say thank you. And so first of all, Carlos Orta, I want to say thank you to you nationally and internationally for serving this country, for going to Iraq, for going to Afghanistan, for keeping us in this nation safe, for having to take the journey of how you got here today. And this is why I asked this question. It's really for Carlos, because Carlos' journey has landed him in my studio today doing the show with me, because really the biggest thing is the servitude, because we need to say thank you to our military people sometimes. Can you give him a hand clap or a salute or something so we can... So, Carlos, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
So let me ask you a question. Did you think that the things that you have and the choices that you made would land you on a, like, radio talk show talking about, you know, being in the military, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that you're doing since you are now out of the military, but what did you think about that? Did you think you would ever, I'm just going to end up on a radio show?
No, never. Just doing everything that I'm doing now and got asked by you and more than happy to do it. But no, I never, ever thought I would be on a radio show.
And so do you think as Americans, do we say thank you enough to the military?
There's yes and no. It's kind of a confusing question for me, because yes, as in, you know, we have all these programs set out for veterans, but no in the sense is that me personally walking through an airport and in uniform and just having some older gentleman or older lady just come up and shake my hand and say thank you. Those are the ones that really mean a lot to me, and, you know, touch me and make me happy for making the choice of doing what I was doing at the time.
Are you proud that you served your country? Would you do it again?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I would love to do it again. Just making the friends and making the connections that you do with other people, mm-hmm. you know, make you a person and make you feel involved with everybody.
Sure. Now, you've been in combat and you've lost soldiers. You've led soldiers and wasn't able to bring everyone home.
Yes, I lost a couple of my buddies in an IED explosion, and it's tough, but it's part of the job description. It happens. You read about it every day in the newspaper, and you see it on the news.
Right, and this is something, because you understand the value of when you're there in another country, you know that you're protecting the United States of America, the rights of the Americans. What is it? Can you tell us what that really means from your perspective? Because I don't know that we value it enough, but let me hear it from a military soldier.
It's just like any other job. You're taught how to do your job and to the best of your abilities, and you just go over there and you do everything that you're taught, and sometimes having to come up with your own things on the fly. You need to just like anything else, just like any challenge that come across you in any day, shape, or form, you got to be able to make decisions based on what you know and what you don't know sometimes.
Well, we appreciate your sacrifice. Now, you're back here in the States. You've been a student at Hill College, and so, in fact, that's why you're doing the internship. You're close to graduation. You're graduating in January 2014. And so, what now, in your business major... And so what is your dream? What is your goal?
Right now my goal is to take over my family business, which they've had for years and years. And that's all I knew growing up is their business, which is Orton Sons Fencing Company out of Hollister, California. And growing up, I'm thinking, you know, this is something that's going to be passed down, because it says it in the name, Orton Sons. And I am a son, so I always figured that this is going to be come down. It's just like any other legacy or anything. It's not handed to you. You also have to work for it. So
now, I have to say this. You know, business on the edge, and we're on the edge for a reason. And so I'm not politically correct, typically. So I have to, you know, you're not 30 yet.
No.
You
no.
know, and so you're barely over 25. So we'll give you some wiggle room right there. I noticed that. Let me tell you how this guy comes to work. He comes to work in a suit, tie, you know, shirt. I mean, you know, and I did notice his shoes. You have great shoes. I noticed them when you came into I came into the office today. And your counterparts, and I'm sure you've seen them somewhere around the neighborhood, but I noticed that your pants, actually you have a belt with your pants, and they don't kind of sag down your...
Yeah, I keep them at my waist.
So, we have to talk about it, you know, because you can't go to a job interview with your pants down all the way. Exactly. So that's a foul, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say to your generation that doesn't understand what you are bringing to the table? Because, you know, to them you may now even look uncool, but you know, when you walk in, I have not seen him out of a suit since the interview. Anytime we, you know, he comes in a suit, tie, I'm just like, what would you tell your generation?
Oh, what's not cool about looking cool? I always thought, you know, your first impression is your first impression. You only get one. So why not do it with style? Being in the military, you're always judged by the way you look, and everyone knows what a military man looks like. And if I could, I would wear my military uniform every day. I love that thing. There's nothing greater than having all your shiny medals on your chest and people looking at you thinking, where has this guy been? What has he done? So to my generation, yeah, it's okay to be casual and be cool and have the new hip thing out, but, you know, be part of the workforce, because the richest people in the world do not wear saggy pants and, you know, Nike shoes. You know, they're wearing Gucci and Armani and stuff like that.
For the record, no saggy pants. No saggy pants. So I love that. My son does not wear saggy pants. I have a 19-year-old. And so that was never allowed in our house for that. Exactly. So that probably would have been the case. So now you want to take over the family business. Tell us about your family business and give us the website that people can connect with your family in terms of businesses that can connect with Orta and Sons Fencing.
Yeah, they build fencing, both permanent and chain link. Everything from, you know, the simple white picket fence in the front yard to just completely ornamental and just, you know, it's kind of like you were saying about the way I'm dressed today and the way you've seen me. It's just like that. So it's kind of the jacket to the suit of your house.
Right.
Makes your house look nice. We also do, and that's at ortonsonsfencing.com. There's also the JB Orta Rent-A-Fence, where we do rental.
Yeah.
Okay. We rent out the fence by the foot, and it's, you know, mostly for construction places, but we'd also do festivals and air shows. We just did the air show, and that's at jborta-rentoffence.com.
Orta-rentoffence.com?
JV Orta Rent-A-Fence.
JV Orta Rent-A-Fence.com.
Yes.
So that's one business, and the other business is?
Orta and Sons.
Orta and Sons.
Fencing.com.
Fencing.com. So we're going to go to a break, and we're going to wrap up with my dear military intern here. Can I say that? Is that an HR issue now because I said dear? Just get over it, really? You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
And we're brought to you by Garmin. Some of the worst commutes still in Marin. North 101 from Sausalito at Spencer Avenue all the way past Lucky. Eastbound Sir Francis Drake hammered from 101 to 580. And eastbound 580 to the Richmond San Rafael Bridge backed up onto South 101 beyond the Freitas Parkway. It's major construction at the east end of the Richmond Bridge with different lane configurations. And we've had reports of delays upwards of 2 hours to get through all of that slow traffic and across the span. Usually that ride takes about a half hour or so. So a massive delay. San Francisco North 101 still delays at Cesar Chavez. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. For more traffic, log on to SigAlert.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Trans World Business Advisors of Palo Alto. Remember our name. We're people you want to know. We're people that can help you grow. Simply put, we help people buy and sell businesses and franchises. We're part of a national network, but we specialize in right here. Want to sell your business? We're absolutely the right people to talk to. Need to know what your business is worth? Need to keep it confidential? Need to connect with a network of buyers? That's our business. Trans World Business Advisors of Palo Alto. Looking to buy a business? Is it time for you to make a change? We're people you want to know, people that can help you grow. At Transworld Palo Alto, we can help you find the right match. It's time for you to own your career instead of your career owning you. Would you like to become more independent? We can help. Don't wait. Talk to us today. Transworld Business Advisors of Palo Alto. Online at tworld.com/Palo Alto. Want to sell your business? Would you like to buy the right business for you? We're people you want to know. People that can help you grow. Transworld Business Advisors of Palo Alto.
Tim Cunha, broker license 01919755.
Tired of watching the stock market continually go up and down? Insulted by the laughable rates being offered at the bank on your CDs? Then pay attention. First of all, understand that you're not the only one who's tired of this. Second, you should know that there are better alternatives out there for your savings. There's a good chance you've never heard of these alternatives because your bank and your stockbroker have done their best to be sure you didn't find out. But if you're interested in finding out about low-risk alternatives that allow you to defer taxes and earn much greater returns than you're getting with that CD, then give Mark Trutman a call at Platinum Retirement Solutions. Call 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195. Sit down with Mark for an hour. Let him assess your situation and learn how to keep yourself from losing sleep at night while watching your money actually grow at a reasonable rate. Again, 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm just a love machine. Is that a business job? We're here in the studio with Carlos Horta. And if you're just tuning in, Carlos served this country. He has sacrificed. He has seen his friends, his I don't want to call him.
They're brothers.
Brothers. You know, co-workers seem too shallow. Give their life for this country, for us to be able to be on air tonight, for example, to talk about business growth, talk about the things that can help keep our country going. Small businesses are the backbone of this country. I said it last week, and I explained that a backbone is the stability. It is the a strong backbone allows you to stand strong. And so if you did not hear that show, definitely listen to it so we understand that these metaphors, and really we can take those and run with them and make some decisions that will keep us going. We want to keep going. Now, tell us, we ended the segment with talking a little bit about your family's business, fencing business. There's two businesses. There's rent a fence, basically, renting fences, and then permanent fences.
Yes.
And so now, is that schools? Are you going into school? Because, you know, with the economy and the cutbacks for the schools, what kind of – because one of the things that you said to me is, I want to take my family business back to its former glory. What was that?
Oh, just to where they were, you know, constantly working, never having to worry about just like anything, like having to pay bills, you know, not having to worry about it and actually thriving. And the only thing they can complain about is, you know, when do I get a break type
right.
of thing, you know. And when that's happening, your business is doing good. And I remember that and I miss that.
Right, right. You know, the economy, the downturn impacted so many businesses, so many companies. So if you are a company and you need a fence and you're considering fencing prospects. Try out Orta and Sons Fencing or Fence. You can go to ortafencing.com. I want to make sure I have that right for you, ortafencing.com. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and some of you may not like it, and you know, maybe I shouldn't endorse companies like this, but I'm going to do it anyway just because, you know, as soon as you start paying for the show, I will say whatever you want me to say. So I'm going to say this. Let's do business with our military. Let's do business with those that have served this country and that are going into business. And I'm saying this in good business for those of you that are military and says, I'm just going to go in business and, you know, I'm just going to have money thrown at me. I'm talking about a good, viable, solid business. And these businesses are really great businesses, and they have been around since 1976. And if I needed a fence, I would come to your family and get a fence, although I already have a fence. But if it does, you know, fall apart. Let me ask you a question. Do you fix doors? Fence doors?
The gates? Yes, absolutely. We do everything.
My gate needs to be fixed. So let's talk about that after the show.
All right.
You get some business here. Right. You know, but let's look at doing business with our military. And so if you get an opportunity, definitely go to ortafencing.com. They've been, like I said, been in business since 1976. And let's help them become viable again and help him, you know, do what he's, you know, this. If you could see this guy, I mean, he is like immaculate in here. I think I'm underdressed. But again, Orta Fencing and then Rent a Fence, and that's jvortafencing.com. Let's, you know, let's do business with these small businesses and let's help them be strong. These are the kind of companies, mom and pops, that I just absolutely adore. And they're good to their communities. They're good to the people that work for them. So why not? Thank you for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to working with you throughout your internship. So he's going to do about 120 hours for us, and we're going to work you hard, military man. And so thank you again. And let me one more time, let's give him a hand clap for the service to our country. We thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
So I have another guest, and before I bring her on, I think we're going to go to a break. Let's go to a break. Let's go ahead and go to an early break, and we'll come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business Advantage with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
And we're brought to you by Garmin. Some of the worst commutes still in Marin. North 101 from Sausalito at Spencer Avenue all the way past Lucky. Eastbound Sir Francis Drake hammered from 101 to 580. And eastbound 580 to the Richmond San Rafael Bridge backed up onto South 101 beyond the Freitas Parkway. It's major construction at the east end of the Richmond Bridge with different lane configurations. And we've had reports of delays upwards of 2 hours to get through all of that slow traffic and across the span. Usually that ride takes about a half hour or so. So a massive delay. San Francisco North 101 still delays at Cesar Chavez. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. For more traffic, log on to sigalerts.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
So, I'm looking for a career change. I want to be my own boss and actively invest in the business I've dreamed of owning.
The greatest way to take charge of your own destiny and your finances is to own a business. Transworld Business Advisors of Palo Alto can help get you there. Transworld has been helping entrepreneurs become business owners for more than three decades. They'll provide you with the information, education, and resources you need to make a sensible decision and steer you through the process from choosing a business to negotiating an offer to closing the deal. And it doesn't end there. Transworld can guide you through financing, leasing space, merchant account services, and inventory management. Need help with employee training and clients? Transworld Palo Alto stays with you after you buy your new business. Visit tworld.com/Palo Alto to learn more. Your new business is just around the corner. Visit tworld.com/Palo Alto.
Tim Cunha, broker license 0191975.
Do you want your workplace, schools, colleges, and cities to be safer? What steps have you taken to safeguard your stakeholders? If you see something, say something. Any suspicious or criminal activity? TipNow is a revolutionary software that helps individuals send tips anonymously using mobile applications, texting, email, and voicemail. TipNow empowers the security department or police to possibly prevent criminal incidents. For more information, visit the website, tipnow.com. That's tipnow.com.
The rules of investing are continually changing. Strategies that served you well in your 20s and 30s can prove financially disastrous as you approach retirement. With new tax legislation and confusing investment and estate regulations, many seniors have lost sight of their financial picture. Each Saturday on KDOW, investment advisor Bruce Gray puts it all in focus, covering the issues that directly affect today's seniors. Listen to The Retirement Navigator, Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, various business leaders. So, TipNow. You know, I've been talking about this new product. I love this product because I love safety. I think it's important to keep our workplaces safe, our school grounds safe, our colleges safe, our public safe. And this particular product is not for private use. This is actually for companies. This is actually, in fact, this particular product is in police stations. It is on college campuses. It's on school grounds. And so I'm proud to be able to share this product with you to announce it to you. TipNow is a texting, mobile app, email, and voice-based anonymous reporting system to deter crime and suspicious activity on college campuses, K-12, corporations, cities, hospitals. Safety is a must-have. And I've said this before, if you get fired from your job, it is not okay to go back and retaliate with any type of violence. If by chance that is something that you could probably be a candidate for, I would say get some help. Seriously, get some help. Go talk to someone before something like that happens. If there's office bullying happening, get some support, get some help, so that way we can resolve things a little bit better than workplace violence, college campus violence. We need to be mindful of what's going on with people. You see something, you say something. Using your mobile device to alert the proper authorities. With this particular application, if you mention that you heard it here on KDOW, Resiligence, the creator of this safety solution, will give you a 10% discount on the TipNow mobile app or the TipNow social monitoring software. And what's great about this is that it eliminates that or bullying. You know, we're hearing about the cyber bullying. So this is a great software to have. Visit their website for more information or watch their testimonial videos at www.tipnow.com. That's www.tipnow.com, or you can call 1-877-395-5095. That's 877-395-5059. That's 5095. Excuse me, 5095. So that's a great tool to have in your corner. So I have a new friend. I like this company. You know, I only talk about companies that I like, and if I don't like you, I talk about you too. But I like this company. I've been checking them out for a while. Regis. So I have Mardine Amiri here in the studio. We have a lot of people in the studio. And by the way, any website that I'm mentioning tonight, information that I'm mentioning, you can always go to our Business on the Edge Facebook page and get that information, like Orta and Sons, Regis.com. You can get that on our Facebook page as well. So Mardine Amiri is the sales manager for Regis, and she's been there for over 13 years. And she's gone from receptionist to sales manager. She's worked her way up to her current position. We've been talking about how did you get here today, how she got here today. She worked her way up to her current position. So this company allows her to help and start and grow locally and anywhere in the world in terms of businesses, business support solutions for office space, virtual office space. How are you doing, Mardine?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. Regis, I have done my homework, and I've looked around, and I see different places that have office space or virtual office space, and you guys seem to be the global leader.
We are. We have over 1,800 locations worldwide, and we're growing.
And that, can you say that again? Just let them marinate in that.
1,800 locations worldwide.
Small businesses. So give us the background on Regis.
So Regis was founded in 1989 by Mark Dixon, and basically grew to a size today of 1,800 locations, like I said. We're looking to grow up to 3,000 locations by the end of next year. We offer, we're the world's largest provider of flexible workspaces. So we provide whatever support our clients need to work effectively, efficiently, wherever they may be around the world. So we deal with the traveler that doesn't need a full-time office, that just travels all the time and needs a place to work out of wherever he is. And then we deal with local companies, smaller businesses that just need office space or a solution to provide them the image they're looking for in order to grow their business.
And this is, I'm going to have you break this down because that was a mouthful and that's exciting. And we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but go to Regis while I'm on break. If you're not driving, do not pick up your cell phones. Stay safe. But if you can, if you're listening live or online, go to Regis.com and just, you know what, just check out their gallery of pictures and let them wow you. We're going to go to break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
The update brought to you by Garmin. We're seeing delays through Pittsburgh in part because of an earlier vehicle fire. The SIG alert, though, has been canceled on westbound Highway 4 at Loveridge. All lanes open now. The earlier vehicle fire out of your way. Slow go, though, from Contra Loma Boulevard. Highway 4 eastbound slows Railroad Avenue on the way to Loveridge Road. Now to San Francisco, the road leading to the Bay Bridge, North 101 slow from at least Cesar Chavez Street as you head for the lower deck. An earlier crash on the lower deck. The eastbound direction has been clear, but it'll be pretty much slowing as you go onto the span and head towards Treasure Island in that eastbound direction. Redwood City delays North 101, Whipple up to 92, San Mateo. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896. That's 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. You know, it's nothing like coming into a show with Aretha Franklin with R-E-S-P-C-T, Respect the Woman. I love it. So let's do this. Expo and Summit is coming up. Our Expo and Summit, we are so excited. We've got Rob Black that's going to be in the house with us. That is my buddy. You guys know that if you're listening to KDOW, you're listening to Rob Black. He is the guru of investing. He's going to talk to our college students. The Expo itself is absolutely free, so come out for that. You can register for it, or you can just show up and register at the door. It is very, very simple with regards to that, and so we're excited. The Summit is only $24.99. That is 18 small business training tracks. You can choose on the hour, every hour, starting at 11 o'clock. What class you want to go to, and if you're smart, you would bring three people to go to the different classes. That's something that we do when we go to major events and they have different training tracks. We split up, and then we compare our notes, but it's a very smart way of getting all of the information. So that's online. You can go to businessontheedge.biz, click our Silicon Valley Expo and Summit button, and it'll take you to the page, and you have all the information and details there. So you're not going to want to miss it. We are excited. And, of course, we have the VIP network launch party the night before. So if you're interested in that, November 15th, that is a VIP networking party. That's also on our website. So if you want to check that out as well. And come out. It is going to be an all-day event, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Courtyard, Silicon Valley, Newark, California. So if you want to network professionally, small businesses, getting resources for small businesses, like Regis, listen, I'm going to have her break this stuff down for you because we're going to get back to her right now. Okay, so you guys, I love this. This is like, you know, you get a new toy for Christmas and you want to play with it all the time? This is like Regis. So let's start there. Virtual office space, so what is that to the small business owner? Say, you know, we deal with small businesses all the time. I get these kind of questions. Says, hey, I need some office space. I need some space for a meeting. And you got hourly rates. You've got memberships. You've got virtual space. You've got offices, which are real offices. And I want you to share some of those stories that you were sharing yesterday. So tell us about these different pieces that you have for these office spaces.
So Regis basically have three programs. We have three programs. We have our Business World membership that is geared towards the traveler for people traveling all the time. We have lounges in every location, so you have access to these lounges from 8:30 to 5. It's really geared towards people who work from home or work from a Starbucks, get out of that and come into a professional environment. You'll get to meet people. And, you know, you'll feel that you're focused on your business during that day. There's no distractions.
Sure.
And those memberships start as low as $19 a month. So
okay, stop right there. Stop. Okay, so let me just say to the small business owner, when you say, I can't afford it, I can't do it, the $19 a month, really, that's just Starbucks for 3 days? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
And it includes coffee and Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And if you're lucky, it includes a ThinkPod as well.
Okay. A ThinkPod.
Yeah.
I want a ThinkPod. You know, really, you guys, this is so great because it makes doing business affordable, makes you look good. It gives you a sense of largeness in terms of a small business. And so you give them an address. What is...
So that the address, so that's where our virtual offices come in. So we have three programs in our virtual office product. The basic program is our mailing address. So it's called the Mailbox Plus. That simply gives you a mailing address. So you could use on your business cards. It gives you the professional image. It gives you access to conference rooms, offices, if you want to meet with clients. We receive your mail, sign for your packages. And those programs start as low as $69 a month. It's pretty cost effective.
Right. You know, you can pass that off to your customer, right? You could split that up all kinds of different ways and get that cost covered. This is fantastic. We have a caller. And so let's bring in Anthony. How are you, Anthony?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. You have a question for Regis?
Yeah, I just have a question and a comment. I just love Regis's service. I've used them in various areas that I travel to. And they have a fantastic staff. So my question is your staff go through a training program? Because they're wonderful. I've used them in Vegas and in other places, and they're very good. So I highly recommend Regis. But I was just curious if they went through any kind of extensive training program for their great customer service skills.
Our staff does go through training, so when they're hired, they do work alongside with somebody else to basically, because it's a different concept, it's not a company you would work there you would work for every day. You're representing different clients. We train them to basically really be professional and cater to these clients, so the client looks good. So our goal is to make you guys look good.
Oh, fantastic. I think they definitely do that. I was very pleased with the service the first time I've used them, and will use them extensively when I travel. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. So, okay, so we've got the virtual, we've got the office, we've got the meeting rooms, and I went on a tour. This wasn't a virtual tour. This was like an actual tour yesterday, and I was just jaw-dropped at the quality. I mean, it's just absolutely stellar. I mean, you go and you talk about looking great. You can look great for like $69.
That's right.
You're just not going to get it any better.
You can't. I mean, you're not going to, you whenever you're opening up a business, you want an image, and I would pay $69 every day to get that image and, have exposure out there. These days, people are smart, so whenever you have an address on your business card, the first thing I do is I look it up on Google.
Right.
So what do I see? I see a UPS retail store.
Right.
I see a house.
Right.
You know, that doesn't give you credibility. Right. It doesn't give you an image. People don't want to do business with that.
Right.
But Regis does provide all of these for clients. And, you could always upgrade within our virtual office programs. We have professional phone answering. We have, you could come, some of our programs include office usage. You could rent conference rooms. We have people doing seminars in our centers. We have networking events. So we really bring the community together.
This is fantastic. We have to go to a break. Regus.com, Regus.com. And we have a phone number for you when we come back, and we'll wrap everything up in a nice little package. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
The update brought to you by Garment. We're seeing delays through Pittsburgh in part because of an earlier vehicle fire. The SIG alert, though, has been canceled on westbound Highway 4 at Loveridge. All lanes open now. The earlier vehicle fire out of your way. Slow go, though, from Contra Loma Boulevard. Highway 4 eastbound slows Railroad Avenue on the way to Loveridge Road. Now to San Francisco, the road leading to the Bay Bridge, North 101 slow from at least Cesar Chavez Street as you head for the lower deck. An earlier crash on the lower deck. The eastbound direction has been clear, but it'll be pretty much slowing as you go onto the span and head towards Treasure Island in that eastbound direction. Redwood City delays North 101, Whipple up to 92, San Mateo. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Small Business Owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome, too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Under the new law, you will pay more tax. What is your tax plan to reduce your taxes in retirement? Are you taking full advantage of the tax code today to significantly reduce your tax bill in retirement? Call Pure Financial Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Pure Financial Advisors is a group of highly qualified and credentialed financial professionals that are passionate about helping people get the most out of their finances. Experience the pure difference and see the results of coordinating cash flow and tax planning along with asset management and estate planning in one process. Do you have money in a retirement plan? Have you maximized Roth contribution and conversion strategies? Do you employ tax loss and gain harvesting strategies? Find out if you are on the right track by taking advantage of their free financial assessment by a salaried-only certified financial planner. Call now, 888-994-6257, 888-994-6257, 888-99-GOALS, 888-99-GOALS, or visit purefinancial.com.
Do you want your workplace, schools, colleges, and cities to be safer? What steps have you taken to safeguard your stakeholders? If you see something, say something. Any suspicious or criminal activity? TipNow is a revolutionary software that helps individuals send tips anonymously using mobile applications, texting, email, and voicemail. TipNow empowers the security department or police to possibly prevent criminal incidents. For more information, visit the website, tipnow.com. That's tipnow.com.
Rob Black.
Starting to hear some weird news on Netflix. Like, a cable company is going to put in the UK the Netflix app on their set-top box.
Okay.
I buy into that. Cable companies need to look at Netflix as a partner. They do not need to look at this competition, because if they look at this competition, it becomes contentious. You and me, we came home and we planted our butts on the couch and we watched TV. Kids today come home and they turn on their devices.
Rob Black and Your Money. Weekday mornings 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are going to wrap this up in a bow for you with Regus, R-E-G-U-S.com. And we have a phone number for you, 408-466-8683. That's 408-466-8683. So now, now, Mardine, tell us, you have a new location opening up?
Yeah, we're opening up our latest location on December 16th. It's in downtown Sunnyvale. It's located at 640 West California, and that's our newest location. So we're really excited about that because Sunnyvale is in demand. We want it to be in Sunnyvale,
sure.
And we listen to our clients, and we're opening up.
And that's great because LinkedIn has moved to.
That's right.
Anthony Spitaleri, mayor of Sunnyvale, one of our friends, has been here on the show. And so he is really a great guy in terms of connecting with businesses of all sizes, small businesses, large corporations. And in fact, Regus is a publicly traded company.
We are. We are publicly traded on the London Stock Exchange.
Right. I saw that. I did a little bit more research. I was checking out the stock prices there for Regus. So check it out. So what are your last thoughts or comments? What would you like to share with our audience globally? This is globally online.
So one of the things I like to share, if you are a small business owner or, you know, really don't have an image, don't know where to start. I could talk about a client that came to see me today. Her idea was opening up a business, didn't know where to start. She came, we met for 2 hours. which was really, it was a little longer than normal, but we met 2 hours and I was able to answer all her questions. And when she left, she was like, great, I know where to start. All right. She needs to do is sign an agreement with Regis and her business is all set up.
That's fantastic.
So that's one of the things that drives me. I love helping people. And with so many locations just alone in Silicon Valley, San Francisco, East Bay, and Sacramento, I think we could cater to a lot of the smaller businesses in this area and help them grow and basically give them what they need.
Absolutely. And you have how many locations here now?
We have 11 in the Silicon Valley. Sunnyvale will be our 12th. We have 14 in San Francisco. We have the North Bay. We have 6 locations in the East Bay. We have around 8 locations in Sacramento. We just opened up Oakland and Emeryville.
So
those are great locations as well. And there was just a demand in those areas. And Regis is a very popular concept these days. So
yes,
I still get calls about people not knowing the concept, and they get amazed every time.
It's jaw-dropping. And you have a special offer for our listeners.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show and you just want to take a tour or you're interested in one of our programs or you just want to see what a Regis Center looks like, give me a call. If you do end up signing for something, I will offer you guys a 20% discount. So that's under $50, probably.
Right. There you go. Yes, you see that.
Cha-ching.
This is fantastic. Regis.com, R-E-G-U-S.com. You can check this out on our Facebook page as well if there's any information that you did not get. And again, your phone number is 408-466-8683, and you can ask for Mardine Amiri. She will probably answer the phone. I appreciate you coming on the show. You have to come to our pitch and share, you know, Regis with those that, you know, they're small businesses and they're all doing their pitch. No 30-second elevator pitches, but tell us, you already told us how wonderful you have passion for what you're doing. We are going out, and again, remember our expo. Go out and register or show up the day of the event. The expo will be in Courtyard Silicon Valley, so we're looking forward to November 16th. Again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.